Good morning. You are listening to Look Who's Talking. I am Cameron Minter. I am your co-host, and our wonderful host, Jessica Coffee, is in the building. Now, I'm going to have to cut the music down because she's talking about she's got some ailments going on. I don't understand that.
I lost my voice.
Listen to that. That's terrible.
I know. It sounds kind of bad. I'm trying to
You're Bo Peep. You're Bo Peep this morning.
I know. I don't know what happened. You know, I think it's seasonal allergies.
Yes. I'm so glad you mentioned that because my allergies have been tripping.
And I feel like I need to give you a tissue because your eyes are running.
Yeah. That's normal for me now. Yeah. It's terrible because I don't like it. I don't like it a lot. So are you on medication?
No, it's allergies.
Come on, man. Listen.
It's allergies. You tough it
out. Listen, you're in denial. You need to be on medication.
I sprayed some throat spray.
Oh, no.
It took some, allergy medicine, maybe.
Yeah, allergy medicine regularly.
It's not helping, though.
Look, you live in Kentucky. It is the worst. The absolute worst place for allergies.
Well, you know, you pick your car.
So you still think you're young, don't have to take medication every day. But you do. You have to take medication every day. What's been going on with you, Jessica?
Nothing. So, you know, we just had one of our Head Start graduations.
Yes. Woohoo.
And it was great. You know what? What I love is this year we will be having both graduations at colleges. Mm. So, you know, hopefully the kids and the parents see.
That's foreshadowing.
Absolutely. Where they're going.
That's all right. That is all right. So that means that we're coming to an end of a school year.
Yes, we are.
And we are.
However, we have kids all year long.
We're ramping up for the next school year.
Yes. So we are planning for next year. We've been planning for next year.
Ain't that right?
And this is like the busiest time for us.
I know. It's no rest. No rest.
Well,
just what's next?
I was going to say, you know, there's no rest for the wicked. However, well,
there you go. You have spoken that into your life.
I've been getting rest. So that don't talk about me.
That ain't talking
about me, baby.
Well, I don't know who it's talking about, but. Well, that's absolutely wonderful. It's time for us to take a coffee break.
For today's coffee break, I want to say sometimes the bad things that happen in our lives put us in a directly on a path to the best things that will ever happen to us. Cam, that quote really sticks out to me because there was a job I was at before I came here.
Right.
And I was mad and I left because I was mad.
Uh-huh.
I felt like another new position that they had. Mm-hmm. Like, I trained the girl who they put in the position.
Wow.
I was mad.
That's bad.
However, coming here, like I'm glad they chose her.
That's right.
Because I wouldn't be sitting where I am
today
if it wasn't
that. That's the truth. That's the truth. Sometimes we look at obstacles as a stumbling block.
Yeah.
But it's actually a building block.
Exactly.
We take those obstacles and we use them as stepping stones into our next level. So get out of my sermon, Jessica. I'm not preaching today, but I will be preaching about it on Sunday.
Okay.
Come on.
Let me tag me in. I might
tag.
Come, so you can tag me in.
Powerful, powerful, powerful. Okay. All right. What have we got going on today?
So today, there's another element of Head Start that a lot of people don't know.
Talk about.
We have foster grandparents. Foster grandparents come into the centers, and they are a part of our education team. A lot of kids, your grandparents, think about your grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to your grandparents, it's all lovey-dovey.
That's it.
You don't do nothing wrong.
Absolutely.
They spoil you.
Most of us.
Well, yeah. So the concept of a foster grandparent is to have that older representation
mm-hmm.
in the classroom to provide that nurture. And today, We have Miss Lillian Washington, who has been, well, I know you've been at Scroggin Park since I've been here, and that's been 13 years at least.
Wow.
How long have you been?
Almost 15 years.
Yes.
Wow. Welcome. Yes. Welcome to the show. We're so glad to have you.
Yes. So being part of Head Start is definitely a commitment. Tell us why you, how you heard about being a foster grandparent and what made you decide that that's, you know, something that you wanted to help volunteer with.
Well, I had really started out when I got to Lexington. I really started out coaching. Mm-hmm. And then as time went on.
You're a hooper, right?
I'm a hooper.
Uh-oh.
I was a hooper.
Yeah. No, you said it. You said it right the first time. You are a hooper.
What?
Yes, I was a hooper. And I ran track also. Uh-huh. So,
and you I got recognized for during, is it called Lakeshaw? No.
Lakeshaw, Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Were you in the Hall of Fame? You were in some, recognized somewhere.
It was Black History, and I was recognized as being the first Black woman to play basketball for the University of Kentucky.
Wow.
Yes, yes. I knew so, it was something, yeah.
That's awesome.
I know.
So that, and that took me a lot of places.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
So, and I wanted to go even higher, mm-hmm. but sometimes things happen.
That's right.
That it doesn't occur the way it should.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and that leads you into other opportunities. And like you said, it takes you on a detour to do something great for someone else other than yourself.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's meant for you to take a detour so you can get to the place that you need to be in your own life or really to help someone else.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's one of the reasons why I chose the foster grandparent program because I also was raising my grandson.
Oh, okay.
And that was a very different thing for me, but it also gave me an opportunity to get it right the second time. Sometimes we don't always get it right the first time.
Ooh, say that. That's something to say.
And receiving, I call it receiving, and it was a gift to me because it changed my life.
Yeah.
And really learning how to do things different than our parents did when we were coming up.
Right.
But not only that, it taught me to be able, it really taught me to calm myself, to see things in a different light.
Got you.
And working with other kids in community action, because most of the kids are deprived.
Right.
Are poverty stricken, as we call it.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't get the opportunities that others get, So giving what I had been given in life and teaching them something different on maybe what they don't get at home, doing things differently as far as education. They don't, a lot of the foster grandparents that we have in our program, it's a gift to us to do this for these kids. Because a lot of the kids don't, the parents work. And a lot of times that the kids don't get the love or the understanding of just that extra care
and attention,
of attention that they would get at home. They don't get that. So it's up to us to make sure that, you know, they get that nurturing part of in their life.
Right. You know? So tell us, like, what is your favorite part about going to the classroom, like, and being a foster grandparent?
Well, the favorite part to me is when you see them do something different.
Mm-hmm.
You look at them at the first part of the year.
Uh-huh.
Then you look at them almost at the end of the year, and you go, like, wow, I can remember when this child came in here, he couldn't do this or he couldn't do that. And now he can do that because the program is really, it's structured really for the kids. And I think that it gives me such pleasure to see them grow from not doing something, not being able to talking a sentence or just in the daily activities that right. we have for the children. You right. don't, they may not have that at home, right. and to see them grow mm-hmm. in different levels of their life in as they step, you know, yeah. in and out. It's mm-hmm. just warms my heart.
So you said that you were raising your grandchild, mm-hmm. and so that brings you back into something that, you know, like when you've raised your kids, you're done with that, right? And so now when you're raising your grandchild, then you are back into that system and learning all over again yourself, so that when you come in to help others' children, then you're already acclimated to, you know, what's going on with them now. That's where I am as a grandparent. I haven't listened to kid songs and looked, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, now I'm getting re-educated into to help, you know, raising these children, and it's powerful for me. So one of those things is, what was one of the things that that's so different from when you were raising your child to what's happening now? Is there anything that you can think of that's...
Oh, wow, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you have to really change a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that everything that you teach, so you have, when you teach a child, you have to teach them differently. Mm-hmm. You know, all kids, you can't teach the same.
Right.
Right.
And that was one of the things that it taught, that I learned from teaching my grandson, was everything's different.
Mm-hmm.
Math is different. Mm-hmm. Right. Everything Ooh. Is different.
You said math. Stop.
And, you know, there's some problems I couldn't even do.
Right.
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 How so, they do math now, I'm like. Mm.
It seems like it might be easier, but just to relearn. I know. To relearn the whole system. Lord have mercy.
And, you know, have you seen, you know, from when you were a parent to when you've been a grandparent, or providing guidance as a foster grandparent, the effects of social media?
I think it has destroyed our kids. I really think it has, because we didn't have all that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I see that the kids they're wiser than we mm-hmm. were at different ages.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you really can say that. It's absolutely scary. The impact that it has on our kids. I look at my grandson. He's 9 months old, and he's already using my phone and scrolling.
Oh, wow.
He knows to scroll on the phone. And, mm-hmm. you know, I on the flip side, there's, you know, my mother-in-law still struggling with her phone, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. she wants to keep up with the up-to-date mm-hmm. phone. But yeah, it's an amazing connection that the Head Start program does, bringing our seniors in with our youngest people to help nurture. And there's so much wisdom that our seniors have that they can pass on to the kids.
Right.
So I love that program, because it connects. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to take a break real quick, and we'll come back and we'll talk more with Miss Lillian. Wrong one.
This past year has highlighted the strength of Community Action Council. Every day, our staff works together to help families recover from this crisis. We're educating children at home and in person, helping parents who lost their jobs, and helping households avoid eviction. Our work at Community Action Council has never been more important than it is right now. So why not join us? We have employment opportunities requiring a range of skills from entry level to advanced. Apply online at commaction.org.
Community Action Council's Head Start programs are now enrolling for the 24-25 school year in 15 counties, including Lexington. Head Start offers high-quality early childhood education for qualifying families with children between the ages of 6 weeks and 5 years old. Spaces are limited and filling up quickly, so to help ensure your child receives the Head Start advantage this year, start your application today by calling 859-233-4600 or go online at comaction.org. That's comaction.org.
You are listening to Look Who's Talking, and we are talking with Miss Lillian, foster grandparent volunteer over at Scroggin Park. We're just talking about this program. Now, Ms. Lillian, you how long did you say you was with the program?
15 years.
15 years. Okay. So, what? Tell us more about the program. What does it take to be a foster grandparent? And what does that mean, being a foster grandparent?
I mean, I'm really proud to be a foster grandparent. Our program does a lot of things, working with, not just only working with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
It helps us. I mean, it helps us with that extra stipend income that we may need.
Let's talk about the stipend. So this program, when you get involved, they will also allow you to have a stipend.
Right.
Tell us about it.
Well, the stipend doesn't affect your check, mm-hmm. because it's like, as they call it, it's a stipend. Mm-hmm. And it generates other things as far as community action, as far as our heating. We can get LAHEAP.
Mm-hmm. LAHEAP, yeah, okay.
And other things that they offer the older generation, we are really sometimes are the first to know.
Oh, that's great.
So that helps us in a lot of ways. It really helps us in really a lot of areas.
So not only do you help out in the classroom, but it helps you get connected with resources that are being provided for the community.
Yes, and that's important when you get to a certain age. Resources that we can get that we didn't know that we had.
Yeah.
Or resources that we could get, maybe that we have a home. We may not, our windows could be something wrong with our windows, and you know, we could tell our supervisor, you know, this is going on with us, and then they'll get us to the correct persons.
Right.
So yes, it really is good for just about everything that we need.
Gotcha.
So that program is it's available. I'm trying to figure out the ages that you need to be a foster grandparent, and I'm looking it up, so.
It starts at 55.
Look at there. You're stopping me from doing some work. All right. I appreciate it. So 55 years old, and you can apply. And like she said, I would, you know, you, it's not affecting your income.
No, it doesn't.
And so that's something wonderful to think about if you're 55 and older, mm-hmm. and you want to impact a child's life. Join up to the foster grandparent program.
Right.
We're going to tell you where to do that. That's on our, you can give us a call at 859-233-4600. You're going to 4600.
I didn't know if you were going to do the 4600.
You know, sometimes, you know, you just break it up a little bit different. But yes, foster grandparent program is looking for grandparents and it's a wonderful place to get started. Get your foot in the program. Yeah.
How many hours do you devote a week to going in the classrooms?
I was really devoting between 35 to 40 hours a week. I was. And then when I went back to Georgetown, that's where I'm from, I kind of cut back to more or less between 30 to 35.
Mm-hmm. And in the foster grandparent program, you have the flexibility of those hours, correct?
We have the flexibility to really work how you want to work it, whatever mm-hmm. Is good for yourself. Mm-hmm. Then that's, you know, as long as you have over 20 hours,
gotcha.
Then you're good.
Do y'all ever come to get, because Miss Lillian isn't the only foster grandparent we have. Do you all ever come together as foster grandparents and talk about some of the things that are you all do in the classrooms and things like that?
Yes, we do that once a month. Mm-hmm. And we talk about everything that we have gone through, are going through. Mm-hmm. And we discuss issues that we feel that we can help each other with. Mm-hmm. Or we could do better.
Right.
You know, with the program. Mm-hmm. Or what would help as far as what we could do better mm-hmm. for the children.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or in just that camaraderie time that we have with one another. It's
got
it's good.
That's good. I remember a few years ago, I used to go to that, they would have a meeting and they would play cards, they would talk, they would play games, they would do different things, but it was all about interacting with each other because as a foster grandparent, you have that opportunity to pour into others. And as you said, like help others. Like if you're struggling on something over here, then, you know, I've gone through it, maybe I can help you. And that's a great outlet to help make sure that our foster grandparents are connected. Yeah.
Miss Lillian, I have an important question.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm like one of those grandkids that I need to know. Do you have a favorite?
Bruh.
Yes.
It is yes. answered.
Yes.
Grandparents have favorites,
Cam. Yes, we
Cam.
Have favorites.
I know it. I yes. know it. I know.
We can't have it. We have favorites.
Uh-huh. Yes. We're not gonna have you
I'm
claim
not
no names.
Who,
don't say no names.
I would not. You get me in trouble.
I only have one.
I only have one granddaughter. And I have a great granddaughter.
Oh, you're talking personal. Oh, Lord. That's really going to get you in trouble. But that's awesome. That's awesome. So with this program, it's just a wonderful opportunity to expand and keep you active. There's, you know, once you get out of the workforce or once you get, you know, retire or whatever you're doing for your normal income, this is just a way to stay connected, to stay engaged, mm-hmm. and stay active. And I remember my mother-in-law was in the program, mm-hmm. and she Aww. Absolutely loved it. She absolutely loved it. Her health issues prevented her from continuing, but it was one of the highlights of her day.
Yeah. Good deal.
Yeah, so tell us some of the good highlights of your day. What does a day in the life of the foster grandparent look like?
Mm-hmm. Well, when I get to the, you know, when you walk, when I get to the center, when you walk in, you get the kids greeting you. Mm-hmm. Oh, hello, Miss Lily, you know. Mm-hmm. And when I get there, I usually try to interact with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I try to get there early because I enjoy fixing their breakfast there, mm-hmm. because sometimes if we don't maybe not have someone, a teacher that, you know, has to be so many teachers in the classroom, I don't mind going back mm-hmm. and saying, okay, I would like to do this because I like to cook anyway, but I just can't, you know, mm-hmm. do the cooking that I would like.
Miss Lillian probably in that kitchen putting a little bit of salt in the green beans.
No, butter. No, really. But, you know, for real, and the kids hold me to that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I don't, If I want to take off, they'll say that I did not do a good job. Then I'm not the chef anymore. I've been fired. So anyway, you know, it's just I enjoy just making sure that, you know, that they are enjoying the activity.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy doing the activities with them.
Mm-hmm.
I love playtime. Dance time, water time. And it does. It does. That's really the day. And then as they leave, it's a sad party that leaves too.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. Because they keep you young.
Mm-hmm.
But that from the time that you go in, the time that you leave, you're moving.
Yeah.
Totally active.
Yeah.
Do you read with the children? And
Yes, and that's important because they always have their favorite book.
Mm-hmm.
What's
and
what's
I like
your
to live. I like to getting correct to form.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I read to
listen,
them.
I see it coming out.
Yeah, you can
I
tell.
I see getting it correct out. To form, and they just, you know, they just memorize. Like, oh, you know.
So. What is Scroggins' favorite book in your classroom?
I like The Little Red Hen, and I like The Big Red Dog. And so that's my favorite book, mm-hmm. You know. That's not theirs, oh, but it's mine. Yeah.
That's all right. So the program, you know, it's really active. It's really engaging with the children, and you make memories. So as our Head Start director just said, we just finished our graduation, and you had mentioned that you make such connections with them. How did you've been here 15 years? So do you have children that remember you and come back and you know, bring up, you know, hi, Miss Lillian, you know?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I don't let them see me.
Uh-huh.
Shed a tear,
right?
But I do.
Ooh.
And I have pictures when I started at Russell,
mm-hmm.
And I have I had a picture that was on my table, and Miss Marisha had to come over for something, and she had saw the picture of all the kids, and then all the kids are 15, 16,
oh, wow.
And she could not believe how some of them were so small,
wow.
How they look, and and then. Now the kids of today,
mm-hmm.
That they are older,
yeah.
She was just like, wow. And she took a picture of it, mm-hmm. So she could show some of the people who work in your
wow.
Organization that they had younger kids at the time that were there, 4
yeah.
And 5. And when she saw that picture, she says, where did you get that picture at? She said, Miss Lily has that picture. So it was a picture that the kids had gifted me,
mm-hmm.
Oh.
Of all of the clayers.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. So
that's
looking
awesome.
At them when they're small and now they've just grown, it's you're like, I'm getting old.
But a part of you, yeah, a part of you has been imparted into them, and that's something that they'll always have and they'll always take with them. So that's powerful. I'm so glad that you are volunteering, that you're working in our foster grandparent program.
Thank you.
It's life-changing, and you are changing lives. So I'm just happy that you're on the show. I'm happy
Thank
that
you.
This program is getting some recognition today.
Yeah.
Let's tell folks how to sign up again. You have to be 55 years old, older, and you can call us at 859-233-4600. 859-233-4600. Say it in the microphone.
Our word of the day.
Oh, that's right.
Is generation.
Generation. Look at there. We. Jessica Coffey's on it. Her voice may be gone, but her mind is strong. All right. The Head Start highlight word of the day is generation. We thank you for listening. Keep telling people, share it. You're listening to Look Who's Talking. Thank you for being on the show, Miss Lillian.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.